We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com. We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
Sure, you may be able to hear just how crispy the McDonald's Crispy Juicy Tender Chicken Sandwich is, but that's just the beginning. The full Crispy Juicy Tender experience comes after you take your first bite. But why stop there? Order ahead on the app and get medium fries and soft drink for free. Now that's a deal that tastes even better than it sounds.
Valid 8:30 to 9:19, 10:11 to 10:31, and 11:22 to 12:12:21. Valid one time per week. McDonald's app download and registration required.
The opinions expressed on this WebmasterRadio.fm program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WebmasterRadio.fm. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without the express written consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
Welcome to SEO 101, your introductory course on search engine optimization. So, turn on your computers, open your minds, grab your mouse, and get ready to get back to the basics. SEO 101. SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm is now in session.
Hello, and welcome to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm. This is Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my co-host is John Carcutt, the Director of Organic Search for MediaWiz. How you doing, John?
I'm doing awesome, Ross. How are you doing today, man?
I'm great. It's one of those crazy days, but it's a good day. It's always good when it's busy.
Exactly.
Today, we got a special show. We have the guys from Raven Internet Marketing Tools on. To introduce you guys, Taylor Pratt of Product Marketing, and John Henshaw, co-founder of Raven Internet Marketing Tools. How you guys doing?
Hi, guys. Hey, we're doing great.
Good. How
are
you doing?
Hey, guys. Nice to see you.
Yeah. So today I just jumped on, literally. I just came out of a contract, and I'm like, all right, let's do the show. So pardon everyone who's listening. I'm just sort of getting my head around this.
You're so dedicated, Ross.
I just love the show. I'm all of it. It's actually John. He can talk me into anything.
not anything. So, if you remember that night in Vegas. Oh, never mind. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Taylor, John, one of you guys, how about you just do a little introduction about what Raven Internet Marketing Tools is?
Okay. This is John Henshaw, and basically what Raven's doing is it's trying to address problems that agencies and in-house marketing departments are having, which is really just problems of efficiency. And so what we do in a nutshell is we help them consolidate and centralize their research. We help them manage their campaigns a lot better and a lot easier. We also give them some very nice monitoring tools, monitoring organic ranking, monitoring social mentions, those type of things. And then we have a really great report engine where they can put together a private label branded report on their entire campaign in a matter of a minute or two and send those to their clients. So that's what it does in a nutshell.
So, John, I know you guys started out, I mean, I've been using your tools for quite a while now, and you started out really focusing in on SEO, but you've gone beyond that now, haven't you? You're into social, you're into other stuff. How's that gone? What was that path like?
Well, yeah, you know, we were originally, you knew us probably a couple years ago as Raven SEO, and it became apparent pretty quickly that was going to be really limiting to kind of stay there, and that the way people were using our software was kind of beyond that. It was one thing to try to build links, but you know, for most people, when they're trying to market their site, they're doing it through Twitter now. They're doing it through Facebook. They are monitoring what people are saying about them, and so that's when we decided to switch the name from Raven SEO to Raven Internet Marketing Tools, because we saw that there are much greater needs going on, particularly for agencies and how they're managing their online marketing. So that it was really just kind of a natural progression. We just listened to what our customers asked for, and so the tools that you see there now, particularly in the social media section, are there out of request. People were just saying, you know, this is great. It would sort of complete my needs if you added the ability to manage my Facebook fan pages, and it would complete my needs if I could schedule a tweet and that type of thing. So we built it for them.
I always thought you guys would be annoyed at us when we kept asking you to add things. So I'm glad to hear that you weren't annoyed.
Well, you guys have actually over the years asked for several.
Lord knows we've got lots of ideas. You haven't even got me involved yet. I know, Taylor, you got a hold of me to check it out. I'm really dying to. It's just a matter of getting into it. But when I do, boy, I'm sorry. You'll get some ideas.
So one of the things that I really want to talk to you guys about, because I know you've integrated analytics into your tools, and one of the things that I was hoping we could cover on today, just for our audience in general, is how analytics ties into SEO. I know you guys are beyond SEO now, but I know that's your base, and that's where you got your start as well. So if we could spend just a few minutes talking kind of about some of the things that you've experienced with your analytics integrations and your analytics, you know, in your personal projects with SEO, and how it's helped you, you know, just to kind of start the ball rolling. I've been really looking into and doing a lot of work around, you know, tying analytics into keyword research lately. Have you guys any experience with that or use that in any way at all?
Well, yeah, I came from an agency background, and I rely heavily on my analytics, really, just because the keyword estimation tools are always seem to be way off. You know, when I would use the Google AdWords tool, you know, it would give me estimations of like 500,000 searches a month, and I didn't come anywhere near that even if I ranked number one. Or if I would use another tool, it would be ridiculously low. So I have to rely on my analytics to try and give me the good baseline as to what actually, what kind of traffic I'm going to get, and then, of course, what they're actually going to do on the site.
Makes sense. Perfect sense. So is there anything else you use analytics for when it comes to SEO? I know people use it a lot just to see how much traffic they're getting or what keywords they should be focusing on. Anything that you guys have done with analytics that might be a little bit outside the box?
Well, you know, what I really like to do, especially from, you know, dealing with clients and everything with analytics, you know, you get to a lot of points where they're asking you to focus on certain terms, and they're asking you to take the campaign in a certain direction. And so what I like to do, and something that we've even incorporated into Raven, is just the ability to see, all right, based on where I'm ranking, how much traffic do I have for that specific keyword in that specific spot? So going on a little bit of what I had said before, you can really start to get an idea of where you need to be focusing your link building efforts on. So let's say, you know, I'm ranking number one for this keyword that the client's been pushing heavily on, but it's only sending me, you know, maybe like 50 or 60 visitors a month. However, if I see a keyword that I'm ranking, you know, on the second page for, and it's already sending me that much traffic, I know that if I were to shift some of my SEO efforts, you know, maybe for link building, I could then, you know, focus on getting that keyword onto the first page, and I would see a huge increase in traffic just by doing that.
Excellent, excellent. John, you were trying to chime in there too. Did you have something?
Well, yeah, I was just going to say, you know, that's one of the things, like the insights that Taylor was talking about getting. Those are the areas we've been playing around with. And so one of the, I would say, I guess, luxuries of having many tools in one place, including the ability to pull in, like, Google Analytics data, is that, you know, you can have fun with the data. You can kind of mash it together and produce sort of views or insights that you typically wouldn't get. And so Like an example of that, I think Taylor gave the example of looking at a short tail term and but seeing that it didn't convert very well, where maybe another one was converting well, and it was maybe, you know, a little further down in the ranking. And so, you know, the insight you can pull from that would be that, oh, maybe if I spent more time on that term and it has a higher conversion rate, I would, you know, be able to get a little more out of that. And so what we've done is we've kind of mashed, say, organic ranking with the traffic data. So one of the views that you can have is, for example, you can pull up an e-commerce view or one of your goals that you've set up. You can refine the view to show, you know, a keyword or keywords that match, you know, a certain word or a phrase, and it will basically show you the average rank across time, and it will show you the relative traffic related to that and also how well it's converting. So you can get pretty interesting insights that would be difficult to do, or you'd have to do manually from exporting that data like into Excel or something. And now we make it so you just kind of like click a couple buttons and you're like, ah, you know, now I know how I'm doing here, or, you know, this is my next actionable step.
So that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, totally awesome. I really like how it integrates the two, because it's well, frankly, it's lacking in a lot of systems these days. Now, tell me, how, from a technical standpoint, is it a JavaScript bug people are putting on their sites? How is that done?
Oh, you mean like how are we getting that view?
The tracking.
How are we creating that data? One of the things that I think we're well known for is we do a really good job of aggregating third-party tools and third-party data. So, you know, we do our own automated rank checking, and then we tie into Google's analytics API. And then, of course, The rest of it's all the magic done on our system as far as what we've written. But, you know, and then the other thing we do, it really has to do with, if you have the data, it really comes down to joining that data and coming up with something that's useful, a view that is useful. So another example would be we have this link manager. So as John and I were talking about earlier, you know, we started out as an SEO tool. And so our main focus in the beginning was this whole link building ecosystem, a place where your entire team could keep track of everything that you're doing. When we introduced GA into the mix, one of the first things we said to ourselves of was, you know, oh, it'd be really neat if when I'm viewing my GA data, I could actually highlight the referrers. The other one was, it'd be really neat if we just automatically on a daily basis imported the most popular referrers that were driving the most traffic, because that's obviously pretty important. And so What we do in our analytics view is we combine the link manager data with the Google Analytics data. And so when you go to look at your referrers, if there is a referrer that is something you had something to do with, it has a blue background. It just highlights it, and you know that you helped create that link on that page. And then if there's a green background, then that's one of those auto-imported referrers. And so the reason, it's not just interesting, it's actually insightful, and it is because I can look at that scan really quick, all my top referrers, and stop at the ones that have a green background and be like, oh, wow, you know, this is a significant source of traffic. I didn't have anything to do with that. I may actually want to, you know, look into that site. I might want to contact that site, create a relationship with that site. And if I do, you know, maybe we can have a relationship and they, you know, let me guest blog or I sponsor on there and I can double, triple, quadruple my traffic. So it's really all about mashing the data, not just for, you know, a pretty graph, but to actually have something actionable for your campaign to obviously increase your traffic and improve your rankings.
Excellent. Okay, well, we're going to take a quick break right now. When we get back, I got a question for you about how you're tracking those organic rankings.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Every affiliate marketer wants to build their own empire. Lavish trips, new cars, fancy threads. You know, be the talk of the town. That's why I found my empire with Empire Media. They work around the clock to customize my campaign. They have the connections, the clout, and the custom offers to monetize my website at every move. My website is measured and monetized to the max thanks to Empire Media. Look up empiremedia.com, empyremedia.com, and find out how fulfilling full-service affiliate marketing can be. Empire Media, reign over your competition.
If you're looking for a new multifaceted SEO and social media toolset, look for the Raven. Raven has the important tools that every internet marketer needs. Raven offers customized metrics for managing link building campaigns, social media campaigns, with campaign reporting and research tools that you can easily manage. Build up campaign performance for your clients and give your team the tools that will make them soar. If you want to increase your internet marketing revenue, look for the Raven. Go to RavenTools.com. That's RavenTools.com.
Our clients have earned over $1 billion. Now it's your turn. With over 20,000 products to promote across a huge variety of niches, ClickBank provides countless ways for any affiliate to make money. You can promote any product immediately. No contracts required. Looking for recurring commissions? Upsell products? ClickBank's got them. And best of all, you can make up to 75% commissions. Ready to become the next ClickBank success story? Sign up now for free at ClickBank.com.
Ecom Experts, Mondays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Internet Marketing Channel, only on WebmasterRadio.fm. Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm with John Carcutt, Director of Organic Search for MediaWiz, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. Today joining us, we have the Taylor Pratt, from Product Marketing Manager, and John Henshaw, co-founder of Raven Internet Marketing Tools. And we're just delving into the pretty phenomenal tool set they've got going here.
Pretty amazing. They got a lot of stuff.
It is. I want to read this off. I just thought this is crazy. Now, this is interesting because John's coming into this with experience with it, and I've got none. So it's two perfect examples. I'm kind of the person they're selling in a way here, and I'm looking at this feature list. I'm going to try and read this off. I won't be able to do it in one breath. select a feature, agency ready, blog manager, campaign reports, competitor manager, contact manager, content manager, design analyzer, event manager, Facebook monitor, Firefox toolbar, keyword manager. Okay, I'm halfway. I can't keep going. It's amazing. I didn't think there was anything that had all this at once. So that's
So you know, that actually brings up a really good question that I was thinking about. So again, this is SEO 101. So we got a lot of new SEOs listening to the program. And when you first log into your interface, it's overwhelming. You guys have so much stuff going on in there. How does a brand new SEO or someone just come in to try out your tool, what would you suggest? Where would you suggest they start and how they would progress through your tool set?
Well, we actually try and take them through a setup wizard when they actually log in. We call out the key areas that, you know, everybody's used to doing with their campaign. We'll scan their site for them, try and get an idea of what keywords they're already targeting. We can scan their backlinks, see what they already have, and add them to the link manager. Really, our goal is to try and populate the different areas of the tool set with some data so they can start going in and playing around. Now, what I always recommend to people is to go in the areas that, you know, you're very comfortable with just from the title of the tab. So rankings, we're all very familiar with, you know, tracking our search engine rankings. That might be a good area to start. Setting up your Google Analytics, because it's really easy actually to set it up. You can actually do it with just like a click of a button, and we can just access your account, start pulling in the data right away. And then once you have that data, you can really start taking advantage of the other parts of the tool.
Excellent.
And, you know, John, you've been in there for a long time, so, you know, it's changed a little bit as far as when you first come there. And, you know, one of the things that we recently released was also even like a dashboard. So before we had this kind of lame table that we called a dashboard that listed all the sites you might be managing, and then we finally got around to doing a really nice sort of dashboard that gives you an idea, a custom dashboard that gives you an idea of where you are in your campaign, kind of gives you a quick snapshot of how your link building is going, if your traffic is increasing, how you're doing in organic ranking and that type of thing. So it's getting a little better. We have, from the product perspective, we do have...
Hear that? That's the sound of someone trying to steal your crypto. Every day, thousands of hackers online are doing the same. That's why Arculus uses air-gapped cold storage technology to protect your assets. Using our keycard and wallet app to form a protective barrier, Arculus insulates you from hackers and puts control of your digital assets back in your hands. Order the first truly air-gapped crypto wallet at getarculus.com.
Roadmap in regards to not just improving the product, but improving sort of the flow of things, how you navigate and how you do certain processes. So it'll be a lot easier, I would say, for newcomers.
Good, good. Outstanding. So, Ross, I think you had a question you wanted to ask. You mentioned it before the break. You had a question you wanted to ask.
It's funny. I was actually asking it and didn't realize I had it on mute. Then you started asking me for it. I'm like, what? Oh, right. Anyway.
We're real professional around here, as you can tell.
Yeah, I'm having a good day today. How do you guys, you say you look for the organic rankings, but how do you get past the issues of rankings being different based on where you are, your locale? Like, I'm always curious about that, especially in such a robust system as what you have here. I mean, see as being the top rankings, is that the same as what your clients are seeing?
It's a tough question. It's one that's asked often. And, right now the thing that we're really reporting on are just the basic traditional organic ranking results, not the universal results, not necessarily the local results, or Google News or that type of thing. It gets complicated when you get into personalized results. That would be a third one. Mm-hmm. It's getting to the point where there are so many different types of results that we could report that it's sort of like, well, which one really matters? What's the most important? And so we've kind of taken the approach of sticking to the normal, natural ones, trying to get the results and present results that come from the most natural standpoint, meaning there's no cookie set, there is no particular locale set, and we present it more in a way of this is kind of where you are in general. We'll get results as accurate as we can, but I kind of feel like I'm dancing around that question just because everybody wants everything.
Yeah, it's a hard question to answer, John. I agree. Even myself, when I'm reporting for clients, I have to make sure that the client's expectation is set ahead of time so they know. I spend a lot of time making sure they understand that rankings are not your best metric for results. You need to find out what the goals are. Rankings are really just a KPI or a metric, and they're going to fluctuate a lot from a lot of different factors. I mean, you yourself, you've added different countries into your network for us for tracking rankings, and we know you're not going to go set up an IP in that country somewhere to get the rankings from a Japanese surfer, what they're going to see versus someone searching google.jp from Ohio. So we just have to set that with our clients ahead of time. We just have to know that.
Around that. Yeah, I mean, in regards to locale, we've done research around it. And, you get different results if, let's say you're in whatever state, you're in California, and that's maybe where the data center is that's getting the data, and your client is in Florida. Now, let's say that you're at your computer in Florida and you do the same search. Now, there's a third option, which is Google search. Google now provides a particular stream that will tell Google to give you results as if you were in Florida. You're going to get three different results based on that. In fact, not only that, if somebody else sitting at a different computer or on a different network in your town
does the same search, they could get different results. And that could be based on just literally a number of different factors. And so we struggle with that all the time as far as, you know, people will do the search in their locale. They'll say, this is what I have, but nobody else sees that. They can go to another computer, and because of personalized search, because of Google even presenting results to people without them even having an account now.
Yeah, exactly. And they've added recently into Google Webmaster Tools, they added a lot of data that we didn't have the last few months. So you can actually go in, and if you're ranking for a term, they will show you all this new data. They'll show you impressions based on where you were ranking at the time and which pages were ranking during that same time frame. And I know you guys return data. Your rankings come out weekly, so every week you get a rankings update. Well, within a 1 week period, I've looked at some of the terms for my clients, and they might be in six different positions in that same week, and might have four or five different landing pages returned for that same key phrase in those six positions somewhere. So not only are we having fluctuations based on all these factors that you just mentioned, John, but the sites themselves are causing fluctuation based on keyword cannibalism within the site, where they have number of pages targeting the same thing that might get ranked differently depending on which one's found for the same term. So there's lots of things that impact that for sure.
Well, you know, John, one of the things that we did trying to help you in terms of explaining why, you know, you're pulling these certain results for your clients is we took screenshots of it. So that whenever, you know, if you gave clients access or you just wanted to send them a screenshot of what we have, all you need to do is click on the ranking, and we have a snapshot of what the results looked like when we pulled that data.
So yeah, I love that about your guys' tools.
Hey, we saw this at number one.
Because you keep that like 60, 90 days too, so they can go back a couple months and look where it was and see what your competitors were at the same time. That's a great, great feature.
Cool. Yeah, actually, I'm getting more and more excited about this test run I'm going to do here. okay, well, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I've got another question here, and then I think John has one as well.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
This is a test of the PRWeb content and news delivery system from PRWeb and PRWebAuthor.com. If this was a real release date, your story would reach more than 30,000 journalists, 250,000 RSS subscribers, and just over 30,000 unique websites. PRWeb can reach your target audience online, drive traffic to your website, achieve high rankings on search engines, and get your content on top news sites like Yahoo News. Editors are available 24/7 to help you optimize your content for maximum exposure to over 70 million people in the U.S. alone. If this were a real PRWeb release date, your website would have so much traffic, you'd be tempted to duck and cover. If you have an online marketing emergency, go to PRWebOffer.com for 25% off. PRWeb, the premier online news release and content distribution service.
How do you choose the right affiliate network to partner with? The answer is simple. MarketHealth.com, where health and wealth connect. Established in 1998, the MarketHealth.com affiliate network allows you to market and promote the world's leading health and beauty offers on the net. Start making recurring income and the highest payouts in our industry. Choose from over 50 of the hottest selling offers, ranging from herbal supplements, skincare, vitamins, beauty products, weight loss, and much more. Sign up for free at MarketHealth.com and start making money today.
Are you happy with your landing page performance? Discover how to improve your landing page performance with ConversionCritic.com, brought to you by Engine Ready. Turn your underperforming landing pages into cost-effective sales-producing machines. Be sure you're not wasting your precious PPC budget. Conversion Critic tools give you the ingredients to create high-converting landing pages. You don't have to be an expert to use Engine Ready's Conversion Critic tools, but you'll feel like a landing page pro. Take the guesswork out of increasing your conversion rate. Visit ConversionCritic.com and boost your conversion rate for free. That's www.conversioncritic.com.
Advance your affiliate marketing efforts every week on Affiliate Buzz. Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. Or on demand anytime inside the Affiliate Marketing Channel only on WebmasterRadio.fm. Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm with John Carcutt, Director of Organic Search for MediaWiz, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. For the break, we were discussing, we're having a bit of an interview with Raven Internet Marketing Tools, the guys from there, and that's Taylor Pratt, Product Marketing Manager, and John Henshaw, Co-Founder. One of the questions I had is, and it must be an interesting thing, is with all this, all these additional tools, you must have a heck of an educational component. I mean, for example, do you find yourself having to educate people how social and SEO connect?
That's an interesting question because we get asked that a lot. You know, we get a lot of requests to saying, all right, how can, how are we supposed to actively monitor our campaign, or how do we actually even do the social media or the SEO? So I guess, one of the things that we preach to our customers is that we won't teach them how to use it, but we are going to provide you with as many tools to give you, as much insight as we can in those different factors. So like with the Facebook tool and with the Twitter tool, we've integrated Google Analytics onto that so you can kind of see, what is my traffic doing once they leave, Facebook? Are they actually coming to my site? How much of, the page views on Facebook, how much of those match up to the page views actually on Google or in my Google Analytics? And same with Twitter, but when it comes to actual education, it's actually something that we don't actually provide because everybody does things a different way, and we really believe that there's more than one way you can do SEO, there's more than one way you can do social media, and it's really going to be a case-by-case basis.
All right. Hey, so I do have one more question. I know we're getting close to running out of time, but so you guys have tons of tools. You're pretty much the mashup of all SEO tools. I mean, everything we find in individual tools, most likely you guys have in there somewhere. So give our listeners a little bit of taste. What do you guys have coming up? What's on your roadmap? Anything really cool we can look forward to?
Well, I did want to clarify one thing, that Taylor was saying, which is we are going to teach you, how to use our tools, but we're not going to tell you how you should be doing SEO and that type of thing. And he said that, but I wanted to make sure,
good clarification.
One of the deficits we've had is we haven't had enough help documentation, and so we're actually actively working really hard on creating a lot of new things. And Taylor started weekly webinars, which are free, and so we are actually educating people on how to use our software. It was more of a, we aren't going to tell you what to do. I mean, as far as how to do your job, but we will help you do your job with Raven and show you how to do it.
So now, considering what you have, like in terms of all of this amazing, all these different tools, there's a huge training component that you could include. In the future, are you thinking of having like an SEO Moz type component where people can pay extra to get the kind of training they need to run these things efficiently? I mean, I know you're training them how to use your platform, but how, helping them out, answering questions. I'm just curious because it seems like it's kind of a fit.
Yeah. Taylor can maybe answer that more just because that's more of his, area.
Well, I don't think that we'll actually move that direction. One of the things that we will do is we're always pointing people to the right resources. Like we do point them to SEO Moz for the learning aspect of things. During the actual webinars, though, I do walk you through, since I have the agency background, this is how I used it as an agency. So you get some insight as to how I'm applying the tools to my marketing campaign. And, from that, you can kind of learn a little bit about, the way that I do SEO or the way that I do social media. But I think that we're going to stay away from it just because it might cause more problems than it actually helps.
I want to make sure we get back to my question. What do you guys have coming up in the future? Anything cool in the pipeline?
What can I talk about?
I know you got all this proprietary stuff. I know there's got to be some little nugget you can give us.
Well, I can tell you sort of what our focus is going to be on the next few months, and that is there's a whole lot of usability things we want to do and just pretty much improving how you use the system. Now that's kind of been out there, we've gotten so much feedback, good feedback from our customers just saying, I wish I could do this or, that type of thing. And so one of the things would be our import and exporting abilities. We're going to really ramp that up and get that working a lot better. We're going to make just things like tagging and how you interact with the data and giving you more options as far as reporting goes. And then the other thing I won't give you specifics on, but we have a lot more third-party partnerships and integration coming down the road. And, you know, something to be kind of, I guess, I'll throw out there is we'll probably be, which will probably make a lot of people happy, we're going to be most likely integrating a lot more of SEOmoz's data into our system because we like a lot of things they're doing with their ranking, their authority scores. We think they're doing excellent work there. So we're probably going to be adding a lot of that.
Outstanding.
Now, do you feel that sorry, I'm gonna put you on the spot here, but I'm thinking, you know, they just put out that new system yesterday. Do you feel that now they're maybe more of a competitor than they were before, though?
No, I think it's actually the opposite, ahead, because now they're, you know, they're more focused on SEO, and, you know, they're solely SEO, and we really want to take advantage of, you know, like, their linking data. But I think the way that we're positioning ourselves is just in so many other areas. We think of ourselves as internet marketing tools. That's why we got rid of the SEO component of the name. And I think SEOmoz has taken the direction of solely SEO tools. I think, and that's in a way, they're a little bit of a competitor, but we're sort of, I think we're very unique in the type of offering that we have that I wouldn't actually consider them too big of a competitor.
Excellent.
Well, and I was actually really excited about what they were doing. I mean, I got a first look at it yesterday, and I love the idea of harnessing their expertise and being able to, you know, they go out with, like, Linkscape and hit the internet and grab all this data and do some great things with it. And so now they've just kind of extended that into monitoring your site or maybe monitoring a competitor's site. So I was, you know, I'm really proud of, like, what they've been working very hard on and what they debuted yesterday. And I really see us probably, you know, really moving in the future, becoming more kind of partners than competitors. We'll probably always have, to some degree, a bit of overlap in some of our tools that we offer. But I think there's a lot of partnership opportunities there, and so we're excited about what they're doing. I believe they're excited about what we're doing, and we're going to try to find ways to work together.
Excellent. Well, excellent. I guess we're at the end here. Taylor, John, thank you so much for being on the show.
Definitely. Thank you very much. Really enjoyed you guys.
Yeah,
I know that we've got lots of more questions, I'm sure, but
okay.
Maybe we can do a follow-up, especially once I start getting into it, because I'm going to have a lot more then. But
you've got a new convert, guys. I think Ross is going to be on board here real soon.
Well, thank you very much again, and good luck on the upcoming updates and stuff. Sounds like you got some really cool things coming, and hopefully we can have you again on the show again someday.
Definitely. Yeah, are you guys going to be at any shows anywhere anytime soon that people can come find you?
Yeah, actually, we're going to be at Affiliate Summit East this week. John will be speaking on WordPress SEO, and we'll actually have a meat market table, too. I'll just let people come in and learn about our affiliate program. And we'll also have a booth out at Search Engine Strategy San Francisco. And we're giving away Matt Cut stress balls, which are very original. We created them ourselves, so they're a lot of fun.
Oh, nice.
People can stop by and get them.
Save me one, because I'm not going to get to go, I don't think. So you're
me neither. We need one.
Send me one.
All right, we'll ship them out to you guys. We'll mail you one.
All right.
Well, on behalf of myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Step Forth Web Marketing, and John Carcutt, SEO Manager for MediaWiz, we'd like to thank you all for joining us today. My Twitter ID is at Ross Dunn. And John?
I'm at John Carcutt. You guys have Twitter? Taylor, John?
Yeah, I'm at Raven Pratt and at Raven John.
There you go.
Awesome. Well, have a great week, everyone. And remember, we air every Monday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on webmasterradio.fm.
Bye, everybody.